10 Dynamic Money Secrets to Bring Greater Wealth into Your Life.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Hey, I have to say, I'm absolutely excited about what is coming up the first weekend of March. It is manifesting money beyond belief. And we just put this out here a few days ago, and we're more than halfway filled. But I'm looking for a few people that are serious about putting incredible wealth into their life. If you're one of those people, visit manifestingmoneybeyondbelief.com. That's manifestingmoneybeyondbelief.com. Here we go. Today, I'd like to share with you 10 dynamic money secrets to bring more wealth, increased wealth and prosperity into your life. Are you ready for secret number one? Number one, and perhaps the most important, your mind is your money. Oh, you need to write that down. Your mind is your money. How you think, what you think about, especially your limiting and negative beliefs. You know, I've talked to people who are younger than me, and they say, well, Robert, I'm too old to try to get wealthy, to try to accumulate wealth. But I want you to think about this. Colonel Sanders, at 64 years of age, was broke, penniless, living on couches and in the back of his Cadillac. At 65, he was a millionaire. Did you hear what I just said? At 64, he was broke. At 65, he was a millionaire. And the more people ate his chicken, the richer he got. Listen to me. The only thing Colonel Sanders had in his pocket was a piece of paper. That was his total assets, a piece of paper. And on that paper was the secret herbs and spices of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Amazing. Don't ever tell me you can't do it. Don't ever tell me I don't have enough time to prepare for it. Don't ever tell me I wish you would have told me earlier. Don't ever tell me my parents said I was going to be broke all my life. Don't ever tell me that other people get rich and you don't. Your limiting beliefs need to be addressed because your mind is your money. What limiting beliefs do you have? Oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I'm too young. You know, there's a kid here on YouTube. I think he's under about 7 or 8 years of age, and he's making close to $1 million every month with his YouTube channel. Think about it. Is he too young? Are you going to tell that kid, you know, you're too young to make $1 million? Are you going to tell Colonel Sanders, you're too old? You are who you are. Your greatest asset is your mind. Your mind has the ability to change. You need to attack those negative beliefs head on. Never, ever give in to your doubts and fears. Number two, what you think about, you become. And this is one of the reasons I emphasize powerful. I don't like these wishy-washy, namby-pamby affirmations. I like powerful affirmations. I like affirmations that reach into your gut and say, this is who you are. This is who I am. I like those kind of affirmations about money. Money is too damn easy to make. It comes to me easily, without effort, daily. I like real affirmations because those affirmations have got to fill up your mind. If you're getting rid of all the negative thoughts, you're going to have a void. You've got to put in some positive juice. And that's a positive affirmation that you are reciting all day long. Every time I pick up a penny on the street, and by the way, I never walk by a penny and not pick it up. That's an insult to the universe. That's an insult to the energy of money, and it tells the universe that you don't value this energy. So when I see a penny or a nickel, I pick it up. And you know what I say to myself? Money's too easy to make. There's money everywhere. The universe is filled with money. And you, yes, you deserve your share. All you have to do is fly high like an eagle. Believe that you deserve your share. Believe it. Don't write me and say, should I do my affirmations in the morning or the evening? Do them all day long. Every day. I deserve wealth and abundance. Number three, I deserve. It's not I want to get some money. No, it doesn't work that way. You can want till you're blue in the face, but do you deserve it? Are you putting out something? Are you giving in advance? Oh, yeah. It's okay to give to get. I'm giving of myself. I'm giving of my energy. Are you putting skin in the game? You know, a lot of people, I get people every day write me, I want to win the lottery. You know, here's a funny thing. They will write letters. People will write letters and tell me how destitute their life is, how broke they are, how terrible things are, as a way of saying, I deserve to win the lottery. When you say that, when you affirm that, that's an affirmation that you do not deserve to win the lottery. I don't know whether you're religious or not. It doesn't make a difference. There's a wonderful parable in the Bible where Jesus talks about the master who went away and he gave each one of his servants X amount of dollars. Well, they weren't dollars back then. They were coins. And the first guy buried it in the ground. He says, I'm not going to lose this. The second guy invested it, doubled his money. And the third guy invested his and got triple his money. And the third guy was the guy that the master prized. The first guy, even the money he had, he took away from him. So, you know, there you go. Are you investing your money? Do you deserve? Deserve means that you are willing to take that money and make it do something. Make it sing and dance. Make it perform. Make it share. Make it give. Put it to work. That's what deserve means. I'm willing to take my winnings. I'm willing to take my increased money and put it to something worthwhile. Invest it in a business. Do this, do that. Help somebody out. Build a charity. Whatever it is, but you're doing something with it because you deserve it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number four. Hey, there we go. Yeah, we're celebrating other people's success. When you hear somebody just bought a new car and they paid cash for it, ha ha ha, I'm excited because that might as well be me. When you read that somebody just made a pile of money on the internet with a new idea, I'm excited. Because the more people that are attracting, see, here's the problem. Most people believe that the pie is finite, that there's a pie. You know what a pie is, right? You eat pie. Okay? They believe the pie is finite. And so if somebody gets a slice of that pie, there's less to go around. But that isn't how the universe works. The more people that take a slice of the pie, the bigger the pie gets. That's how it works. That's the way it works. So the pie just keeps getting bigger. and bigger and bigger, which means that there's more for you. So every time somebody makes some money, has some good fortune, you need to celebrate, because that means the pie just got a little bit bigger for you. Number five, visualize your abundance. We have a number of programs in our empowerment store here at Law of Attraction Solutions. And one of them is called Creative Visualization. You know, I can't hardly give that program away, Rachel. Isn't that amazing? People buy every other program we have. I could put a program up there and just call it DOT, and people would buy it. But people don't buy Creative Visualization, and that's the first program you need. Yeah, well, Rachel just said it. You don't want to put skin in the game. Creative Visualization takes time. You put on the audio program, or maybe you're doing it, you know, without an audio program, and you're listening, and you're visualizing, and you're putting yourself into the picture, and you're making it brighter and more vivid. And the more you do that, the more real it becomes, and the more your mind sends that vibration to the infinite field of potential, and the universe matches it and sends it back to you in the form of money and wealth and prosperity and joy and happiness. Creative visualization. I don't know anybody worth any amount of money that doesn't practice it in some form or another. Number six, become aware of abundance. When you drive down the street, when you see a nice car, look at it. When you see a big home, slow down a little bit. When you walk through the store and you see a beautiful leather jacket, try it on. When you walk into a jewelry store, and perhaps you're just there to pick up a chain, but you see a beautiful diamond watch, put it on your hand. Get used to looking at abundance and visualizing kind of in your mind, kind of an open-eye visualization that this is me. This is who I really am. I'm not the guy with the broken Timex in my pocket. I'm the guy with the Rolex on my wrist, or whatever watch you like. I have several, but I end up wearing the Apple Watch most of the time. Okay, number seven, give more, receive more. Give more of who you are. Show up a little bit early. Stay a little bit late. Work a little bit harder. You know, you have one employer in the universe. If you work for Ford Motor Company in Michigan, your employer is not Ford. Your employer is the customer who goes to the car lot in Bozeman, Montana, and buys a Ford. Because if he drives off with a quality piece of merchandise, you get to keep working. If your customers like what you're doing, you get to keep your job, and you get to keep making more money. If, on the other hand, they don't like it, or it's overpriced, or it's junk, guess what? You get to find a new job for about half the pay, usually. So listen to me. Your boss, your employer, is the customer. I'm absolutely shocked. How can somebody, such as a waiter or a waitress, be rude to a customer? For all practical purposes, a waiter or a waitress is on commission. Their commission is their tip. And so the more pleasant they make that dining experience, on an average, the larger the tip. Not always, but on an average, the larger the tip, the more money they make. That's why two waitresses can be in the same restaurant working the same hours, and one will make 25% more money because they provide more service. They give more, and they receive more. Let it flow. Come on, stop trying to choke the energy. When you've put out an intention, when you've started your business, when you've been focusing on your career, stop checking the answering machine every 2 minutes. Let the energy flow. The money's coming. Just say it. I know, it's right here. It's right here. I just have to be patient and let it happen. Money's already here. Money everywhere. Money all around me. It's all over the place. Just be patient and let it reveal itself to you. Number 9, set money goals. You should have goals for the year, for the first 6 months of the year, and the second 6 months. They might be different depending on what kind of business you're in. You need to have goals on a quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily basis. And those daily goals are footsteps toward your larger goal, which is what? What is it? Increased wealth and happiness and abundance and money. And number 10 goes without saying, every night, every morning, gratitude. Just be grateful that you are alive, that you have friends, you have customers, you have family, you have whatever you have. Whatever you have, be grateful for it, and more will be given to you. You'll receive more from the universe as you express more gratitude in your life. I'm just feeling that this is going to be a time when many of you are going to step up into some great wealth in your life. I think there are people listening right now that are slamming their hand down on their dashboard of their car or their kitchen table and saying, okay, enough's enough. I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve to have more money. I believe that's you. I'm counting on it. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye. Hey, I want to thank you for subscribing to this channel. And if you are subscribing on YouTube, of course, your name is automatically included in our monthly drawing for 3 manifesting accelerators.